Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be saved. Washed in the blood of Jesus, thank God. These days we're living in today. And I tell you what, thank God I can go to bed at night, put my head on a pillow with perfect peace. Amen. Don't care what this world's doing and how they're doing. Amen, brother friend. Makes no difference with me. We're not voting on Jesus. He's already in. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. And he's coming. And he's in control of everything that's going on. He's in control of that. Amen. And I'm glad that he is. Amen. It is a joy to be here. Thank God for the privilege of being here. Hallelujah. And it's so good to see the Miller family. Amen. On my radio broadcast, I knew a song they sang. And boy, it touched my heart the first time I heard them sing it. So I used it for my intro and my outro on my broadcast. And the chorus there, and the chorus, and things that says that I cried that I've gone too far. But Jesus said, he gone further. Hallelujah. I cried, I've done too much. But Jesus said, I've done more. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. He has. Amen. Yes, sir. And I like that. I like that. Well, that's true. That's true. He's done that for me. Thank God. Some years ago in 1964, on a Thursday night, about a... Amen. Stand religious. Amen. Been joined the church, been baptized in water. Amen. And I had a head knowledge, but no heart giving. Amen. It makes a difference. Hallelujah. The preacher, soul preacher said a long time ago, about 18 inches is how far people miss going to heaven from here to here. Amen. It's a hard matter with God. Amen. It's all a hard matter, so is. I appreciate the Miller family. Amen. A blessing and inspiration to me down through the years, and I thank God for that. Amen. And I praise him. We are a missionary and church planted, helping struggling churches. Amen. That's what we do. And amen. And we've been all over the country. And at different times, different places, and getting churches. I think I got about six that's continued on preaching today, preaching today, preaching tonight. Amen. And then churches, I've got several part in that's done closed up. Amen. But that's all right too. Amen. Those days established in the book of Acts done closed up too. Amen. But the gospel is still going on. Hallelujah. And gospel's being preached. Amen. Well, don't worry about a small crowd. Amen. It's going to get smaller unless Jesus or them come. Amen. Ain't too many people going to take an old King James 16:11 Bible any longer. Ain't looking for something to make them feel good without salvation. You can't feel good hearing the word of God unless you've been born again. Blood washed. You've been washed by that blood, and you enjoy hearing the word. Amen. The word of God and for the preaching of the word of God. Amen. That's for sure. Amen. It is good to be here. Thank God for the open door. Man, nice place to stay. Thank God for that. I'm going to keep this place on my mind a long time. Y'all have to run me off. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, stop by on the way. But it's about a 14-hour trip for us from Oklahoma. Amen. Back to Kentucky and Kentucky back to Oklahoma. And so this will be a good place to stop off about halfway and get some rest. I'm at the place now in my life I look for a place to rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, the old body's in bad shape, but thank God my message is still good. Amen. Still powerful. The word of God. Amen. I'm glad that the word of God is powerful than any two-edged sword. Amen. I praise God for that tonight. Amen. We in Sula Rose Baptist Church about the church was struggling along, and they said, and that's been my ministry down through the years, either going into a new place and starting a church, or helping a struggling church, a small number of people, and helping them whatever God would have us to do. And so that's been it. We've gone as a missionary, and churches support us. Amen. Church support us. Well, the church can't afford to have a pastor and probably take care of a pastor, then we have, you got to have some people across the country that stands by us. Amen. And amen. I hadn't gone hungry. My wife hadn't gone hungry. Hallelujah. We hadn't gone without any clothes. Amen. And then when I needed gas, it was always provided some kind of way. Amen. Never have had to say, I can't come because I don't have gas. Hallelujah. Amen. God will provide it. Amen. He provides all the way. I've been in this type of ministry really, amen, since I come out of Bible school. But a couple of times I pastored a couple of churches. I pastored a church there in Sturgis, Kentucky, about 15 years. But I've started churches even while, amen, we've done that. Amen. I never will forget one church, one place there over in Illinois, a little town called Old Shawnee Town, Illinois. God laid it on our heart. We visited a little bit. Then God told me, Lord, He wanted like me to set up a tent in that town. So I went to the mayor and talked to the mayor. I said, I'd like to come here and set up a tent in y'all's town. He said, you want to do what? I said, I want to come here, set up a tent in this town, preach the gospel. He said, as far as I know, there's never been a tent meeting in this town. And it's the oldest town in the state of Illinois. Amen. I said, well, I'd like to come. He said, if you'll come, I got an infinite lot right across from my store over right there. If you'll come, I'll pay the light bill. Amen. Hallelujah. So we went over and began to preach. Six bars in that town, six bars. And amen. We began to preach and have sing and praise God. Amen. But if they come out of those bars and sit on that vehicle, and several of them leave the tent, and God done a work. Several folks got saved by the grace of God. Work got established there. Hallelujah. And we had a time. Amen. Amen. But God worked in that old town. Amen. And several souls got saved out of that old town. Amen. Yeah, I praise God. Amen. Oh, God, Jesse Calvert, no, forget him. Hallelujah. Amen. God done saved him. And amen. And I never forget the day old Jesse Calvert got baptized. Hallelujah. Baptized him. Amen. He served his soul. Boy, that was a blessing. Hallelujah. He was the bouncer out of those bars. He bounced for them. Amen. In them bars, he was the bouncer. Amen. We had a fellow to die out there that was wicked and ungodly. And sat there. I went to the funeral. His mother got saved at the tent meeting. Amen. And of course, since she became a great saint of God, stayed faithful. And she passed away, and her desire was I preach her funeral. And so some of them met me, but she wanted me to come and preach at Rav, her son's funeral. And so I did. I went there. Rav would run out the back door every time I stopped by to visit him. He ran out the back door. And Raph got killed. He was riding a four-wheeler, coming back from I don't know what all, one side of the night, and somebody done put up a strand of wire. He went right through there and cut his throat. Amen. Hit that string of wire, cut his throat. Amen. And, of course, and killed him. Well, several of them stood at the funeral home, was standing there and viewing, and of course, and I was he said, now, some of his buddies come up and said, now, you know Raph was a good man? I said, I don't doubt that at all. I said, Raph didn't go to church, but Raph is saved. He's in heaven. He says, I said, is that right? I said, yeah. And said, we're going to be having our pistols at that funeral. And I says, so you better preach wrath into heaven. I said, well, I ain't going to preach wrath nowhere, but I'm going to preach the word of God. Say amen right there. Amen. And amen. And then if he lived according to the word of God, then he's nowhere he's at. But anyhow, Jesse Calvert standing there beside him. He punched me and said, "Preacher," he said, "what's that?" He said, "Don't you worry about it." I said, "I whipped most of all those fellas once or twice anyway. I can do it again." Amen. I said, "Don't you worry about it." Amen. I said, "Okay, Jesse, I'm going to preach." Hallelujah. And God helped us. Well, amen. Well, that was pretty good. But I can tell story after story how God's worked. And amen. Now God's working in Oklahoma. Amen. Seeing God working in that little church a little bit. Thank God for the blessings of God. And so you pray for us out there. Amen. God help us. And since we've been there, we got the property paid off and the church building paid off. Amen. They out of debt today, and of course, and then God is working in there in a special way. And some visitors coming in. Nobody's made no move toward God yet, but I don't worry about that. Hallelujah. All I got to do is preach. That's between God and them. Amen. The rest of it. Amen. Yes, sir. All right. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Corinthians chapter number 15. Amen. Amen. Chapter number 15. And I'll try to bring the thoughts I believe God wants in my to give the church tonight, and the old blessing unto him. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. We'll read verse number 57. Stand please for the reading of the word of God, that old King James 16:11 Bible. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Verse number 57 said, "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And he does. That's where the victory come. It ain't ourselves, but it come through him. He gives the victory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Amen. Always be steadfast. Fast at it. Stay at it. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay at work at his. Unremovable. Don't remove from it. Don't remove from old time religion. Don't remove from, amen, the word of God. Amen. Don't remove to this modern day preaching that they have these days. These preachers, they preach like they got a bum on the tongue. Amen. Amen. Brother Finn, they can't say, they're scared to say. They're dumb dogs that don't speak. Amen. They don't bark. Hallelujah is what they are. Amen. And brother friend, they're leading souls to hell because they want a congregation. Amen. But you be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The greatest thing that a person can do is be in the work of the Lord. There's no other work. Amen. I wouldn't trade with President Trump tonight. Amen. He's not doing a greater work as I'm doing. See, amen right there. He's a good man. I like what he's doing in America. I like what he's standing for. Amen. I'm like the trouble he's giving them Democrats or those Devilcrats. See, amen right there. Amen. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, he is. And amen. God's raised him up for this layout of this day church age. Amen. To fulfill those scriptures and lay out of church age, yes, sir. And he's fulfilling them. Amen. For Jesus to come. Well, amen. So he said, "Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Young man, young lady, you could not be involved in nothing greater than the work of God. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. It certainly is the work of the Lord. Amen. "For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." You can't do nothing for God that's in vain. Now, one thing can you do for the Lord that's in vain? Sir. Amen. Thank God your faithfulness to your church, your faithfulness to the things of God, it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I want to preach to you a few moments on this thought. The Lord being on, I have a working for Jesus. Working for Jesus. Our rewards is out of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Working for Jesus. Our retirement is out of this world. No man's got the retirement we got. Hallelujah. Amen. Working for Jesus. So we're working for Him. I'm glad for that tonight, aren't you? And thank God, brother friend, we're working for the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother friend, I'm glad, thank God, He's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ask or think. Amen, back over, brother friend, in chapter 16 there, in verse number 10. Look over 16, verse number 10. For a great verse number 10. Now, if Timothy's come, I see that you may be with him without fear, for he worketh, amen, the work of the Lord, as I also do. Amen. Work the work of the Lord. Boy, that's good, isn't it? Amen. The work of the Lord. Your pastor, he works for the Lord. Amen. Been working for the Lord for years, thank God. I'm never feeling, I'm glad, thank God. And you don't have to be fear of a man working for God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. So he's telling the folks that, Timothy, you don't have to be fear for him from returning to dumb. Amen. Working for Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that if I've ever needed help, I need help tonight. Oh, God, I need thee. And please help me, oh, God, move through this congregation, work in hearts and lives according to your will. And do that work that'll bring glory, praise, and honor unto you. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. 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 Thank God for God's grace tonight and God's goodness tonight. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. All right. Amen. Then I want you to turn to John chapter number 4, John's Gospel, chapter number 4, working for him. Amen. John's Gospel and chapter number 4. Amen. What a blessing it is to have the Word of God. What a blessing it is, amen, to know him. Amen. Now, I don't do much moving about today, because if I do, I'm going to fall flat out of my face out there. I fell out of something, and I got tired of that, so I kind of hold to the pulpit and stand by. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. But working for Jesus, and I'm a missionary. Amen. Brother Finney, doing a mission work. Now, the first missionary to the church in the age of grace was Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. Whoso believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave his Son out of heaven. Amen. His Son sat on the throne, and he gave his Son to come to this world, born of a woman. Amen, brother friend. The God-man, the Son of God became the Son of Man. Amen, the God-man. He was a God. He was all God, and he was all man. Hallelujah. Amen, brother friend. That's the reason he had to be born of Mary, that he may have a man's body. Amen. He had a body that would do everything, go through all the pain and suffering that we go through. But he was a missionary to us. Amen. The missionary to this world. And baby, in this world, amen. Amen. Way he go. Now, I want you to notice here in John's Gospel, and chapter number 4 with me tonight, for just a few minutes. The Bible said, when therefore the Lord, you have the Pharisee, had heard that Jesus made more disciples than disciples, than John. Amen. Well, see, people always got some kind of thing to go along and trying to get somebody to praise that effort and say, amen. We don't serve God by the praise of man. Thank God I got some good friends, and I believe I got friends here that love me and pray for and appreciate me. But amen, baby friend, that don't make any difference. Hallelujah. And I appreciate your pastor the same way. Amen, baby friend. Amen. How many I gets in makes no difference. How many he gets in makes no difference. How many I baptize makes no difference. How having you baptized don't make any difference. Hallelujah. We in this thing together, thank God. We'll labor together for the glory of God, glorifying God. Then Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. So he cleared the mess up right there, didn't he? Amen. He left Judah and departed and again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. I want you to notice that there's somewhere in that Jesus needs to go. Amen. Samaritan, as you know, was a city of half-breeds. Amen. The Jews would go around. It'd be shorter for them to go to Jerusalem. Amen. To go through Samaria, but they wouldn't because they were Jews and because there was a half-breed down in Samaria. Amen. So they would go around out of the way and go around and come up to Jerusalem. But Jesus said, I must need go through Samaria. Amen. And there's a need down there and I need to go. Thank God. It was necessary that I go to Oklahoma. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I was up in Maryland, on the eastern shore of Maryland. God moved me back into Kentucky. Amen. Amen. And of course from there to Oklahoma. Amen. Necessary that I go to Oklahoma. Amen. Amen. 14 hours away. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's necessary to come back out here to Missouri, is where I'm at. Amen. Back out here in Missouri. And back out here in misery. Hallelujah. Amen. But amen. I'm telling you, thank God, but God, it's necessary that he come out here. It's necessary he has his family out here. Amen. Amen. For somebody to come to Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody get saved by the grace of God, being in the work of God. So Jesus saw it necessary, amen, for him to go through Samaria, which is called Sychar, and near to the piece of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now I want you to notice, amen, we, amen, amen, if it hears the Lord, man, amen, but if it mentioned this concerning Jacob, amen, but a piece of ground that Jacob had, what did Jacob do with that piece of ground? Well, look in verse number 6. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore, amen, Jacob's well, what is it? Jacob's well was there. Amen. Jacob, thank God, some 2,000 years or so before this time, amen, Jesus, amen, Jacob's went there, and brother Finn, Jacob got a piece of the ground, and in that piece of ground he dug a well. Oh, how good it is to get some fresh water out of the well. Amen. This stuff they're feeding us on today got all that junk, drugs in it and drugs in it and everything else. Amen. Coming out of the river, coming out of cesspools and everywhere else, and they think they purifying it for us. Hey, I'll tell you, we're going to find out one of these days, it might be in heaven, how much disease is in our bodies because of that water that we're consuming that they claim they purifying, and they ain't purifying none of it. Say amen. Amen. Say amen to me right there. Amen. But let me think, boy, good well water. Good well water. Well, how long did Jacob take? How long did it take Jacob to dig it? Amen. He didn't have none of the modern day equipment that we have today in digging a well. Amen. And so, well, I reckon they dig with a shovel, deal with some kind of type of hole or pick one. Amen. They began to dig that well. Amen. And get that, and of course, and to have water there in the piece of the ground that Jacob had. I remember as a boy. Amen. Amen. We had running water in our house. Amen. Amen. I had to run there behind the house. I crossed down through that, then crossed the field. And down in the bottom of that field was a spring. I had to run, get it, and bring it back. So we had running water. Hallelujah. Amen. And my job was to run, get it, amen, and bring it back to the house. Amen. Well, amen. When I dated my owner of the property, I told Daddy, amen, he's going to dig us a well out there in the yard. Amen. And so he got a couple of black men come in there, and they started. sort of dug a hole and began to dig that well. Amen. After a while, it got deep enough that amen, one would stand at a time and draw up the dirt and throw it out, and then I'd write it back down, and one down in the well would dig some more, fill it up, and they'd draw it up and throw it out. Amen. And they kept a digging down. I forgot how long it took them time. But that's a lot of sweat, wouldn't it? That's a lot of work, wouldn't it? But I'm telling you, amen. They finished that well. All of a sudden, they started hitting water, and it went a little bit more deeper, and then they got down somewhere, and it got so that it was putting out enough water. Amen. Amen. For the family, and amen. For some drink and half. And boy, I'm telling you, amen. When they got that well finished, I was so happy. Oh, hallelujah. As a young boy, I was so happy I didn't have to run down to the well that spring and get it. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Boy, just go out down to that well, right down the yard, and go up that water, boy, and come out in the hot summertime. I remember feeling when I'd come out of the field, so I sweat, drop that bucket down into that well and draw it up. And boy, take the whole bucket and set up and start drinking. Woo! Thank God. Hey, that's good stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, good water. Hallelujah. Hey, where it come from a well. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, for refresh our hearts and our strength and refresh us. Hallelujah. And we had in the house, we had a dipper. Amen. In the bucket, everybody drank out of the same dipper. Amen. Amen. Most of the folks back in that area back then, amen, had to chew tobacco and snuff one. Amen. The women dipped the snuff, smoked a pipe, and the men chewed tobacco. All of us knew, and they drank out that well with tobacco in the mouth, with the snuff in the mouth. Didn't make no difference. Hallelujah. But we didn't have near the colds and coughing, and the children didn't run around with a snotty nose like they do today. Say amen to me. Amen. You got everything got to be purified today. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, some folks almost starved to death before they followed somebody behind a dipper and drinking water. They would. Amen. They wrote a purse. Amen. Amen. Didn't bother me. All of us out in the field working. Amen. Have a fruit jar full of water. Amen. My beloved friend, we got that in the room. We just passed everybody around the fruit jar and got water. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, thank God we got a long haul of better than they do today when they get it out of the tab. I'm telling you, thank God, beloved friend. I thank God for a good well. Hallelujah. A well that gives thirst and quench the thirst. And nothing quench the thirst like a drop of water does. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jacob's well's there. So how long it took Jacob to do that well? I don't know. But Jesus, watch it. Guess who's using that well? Here comes Jesus. He's coming down through Samaria. And he's walking everywhere he goes, and he's tired. The Bible says he's weary. And he stops and sits down on that well. Here's Jacob, some 2,000 years ago. Amen. My blue fin that sweated and built that well. Had no idea that it would be our Lord and Savior that have to sit there and be weary in his journey. Amen. Sit on his well. And we don't know what God's going to do with the well that is digging here in Missouri. When God gets ready, he'll bring somebody around and let him have a fresh drink from heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. How good it is. How good it is to serve God. How good it is to be in the work of God. Amen. Not we're not looking, we want success, but success don't carry us. Amen. Amen. I've left places in this country and all around. Amen. But it's been left the well there. Amen. For somebody to drink out of. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, your pastor, amen, he's left the well. He's digging a well here. Amen. For some other, finding some rest for thy soul. You get weary. We get weary in this journey. Amen. We get weary and need a little help. Amen. Thank God here's a well. You can come down here at this well. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear a good message from the Word of God. Get your soul refreshed and help and go back home feeling good. Hey, why? Because you come down here to the well and better get you some fresh drink here at the well. Jesus said on that well, he's weary with his journey. And you get weary as a Christian. You get weary as a child of God. Amen. The best of us do. We get weary sometimes. This old flesh gets weary. Amen. I get tired in this old flesh, but I never get tired of the flesh, of the gospel. Hallelujah. No siree. Well, here's Jesus here now. Oh, I hope you get what I'm saying tonight. Here's a well dug some 2,000 years ago. Then here comes Jesus down through there. Amen. He's weary, the Bible says. The Bible says, amen, there's a well there. Jesus, there on, amen, was there. Jesus, was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey. Oh, I'm telling you, brother friend, we get weary. Oh, yes, we do. Our Savior, that's the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, amen, the humanity. Amen, brother friend, he could suffer. Everything we suffer, every trouble we suffer, amen. I remember then he got suffered it, and here he is. He's weary with his journey, and we're suddenly looking weary in these days. When it looks like the more we preach, the more we give, the less response we have in this hour that we're living in. But thank God, hey, that's a place to get over your weariness. Hallelujah. He settled the well because he was weary. Amen. Jacob's well. Jacob had no idea Jesus would use his well. You think about that. He had no idea that Jesus would use his well. He didn't know when he was building it some time back that it'll be a place that Jesus would use one day. Huh? Amen. You don't know what God is going to use for your faithfulness unto God, for you being true to God. You might be small in member here tonight, but don't you be faithful. Hallelujah. Bringing your tithes and offerings into the house of God, being faithful to the services of the church, amen, being faithful to being that witness out there at work, amen, telling the story of Jesus, amen, 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 give the word of God out, tell the word of God out, amen, yes, sir, well, amen, that gospel works, hallelujah, that gospel works, amen, oh, yes, it do. I had some business at the bank while I was back home, and I dealt with a lady there. Amen. With the business I had. And after we finished, I looked around and wasn't nobody else in the bank. I said, now, the Holy Ghost said, this is a good time to witness. Amen. Ain't nobody in here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I started witnessing to him. And then I asked her, I said, young lady, if you had to die today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven? And she says, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, preacher. I wouldn't go to heaven. I said, oh, thank God you can. And I began to tell her the story of how she could be saved, how that Jesus died for a sinner, and she's a sinner, and she needed God to go to heaven, had to be born again. Amen. And as I talked to her, tears welled up in her eyes. Amen. Amen, brother friend. I'm telling you, amen, brother friend. So I talked with her. I said, now, yeah, I told her how she could be saved. Repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Repent to God for the sins that she committed and trust the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And amen. So I got through the gospel. I reckon I spent at least 5 or 10 minutes with her. And amen. I said, now, amen. I got to go get my wife and bring her down here. And I said, and I'm going to bring you a track in here when I come. And I want you to take that track. And boy, she said, okay, I will, hallelujah. And tears welled up in her eyes as she listened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You pray for her, I believe she's going to get saved. Amen. Amen. It wasn't my business to turn her to go in there and help her repeat two or three after me. Amen. No, sir. That's God's business right there. Hallelujah. My business was to give a drink of water. Amen. My business would give her a drink of water for her thirsty soul. Amen. The gospel is a type of water. It's a type of the word of God in the book. In your book. Amen. But if in the gospel is a drink to the weary soul. It certainly is. It's a drink to that weary soul. Well, I want you to notice that Jacob's well was there. And now being weary, Jesus therefore, being weary in his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. He's sitting there. Oh, but you look at verse number 7. He's sitting there about 6 hours. He's been sitting there a while, resting a little bit. Amen. Of course, he needs to go through some myrrh and here it is. Then cometh a woman, a sinner. Thank God, this woman is a sinner. Oh, listen, hallelujah. You don't know when a sinner may walk in those doors and sit down on those pews. Amen. And one soul is worth more than all the world. Yes, sir. Once saved, I would spend my life again if I had it just for one. Hallelujah. If God would let me, hallelujah. And I'm going to keep on trying. I may hold to the pulpit. I may have to get somebody to bring me up in the pulpit, but I'm going to keep on trying. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on trying. Keep on giving the word of God. Here it is. Here's a sinner on the bed. Watch it. Amen. Here's a sinner. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary in his journey, he sat there on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman, amen, a Samaritan, to draw water. Amen. Here she is, a sinner, a thirsting. Amen. She's trying satisfy that thirst from the world's water, but she need a drink from Jesus. Hey, this world is trying to find peace. It's trying to find happiness. It's trying to find gladness and joy, but it can't find it out there. It can't find it in dope. It can't find it in alcohol and liquor. It can't find it in adultery and fornicating. I'm telling you, inside of me and all the other, God help us in this hour. They without peace, without joy. Matter of fact, it's sodomite. You see, you know what it is. We know even a man want to be a sodomite and cross up and not be what he was born to be. Amen. It's the devil. It's the devil trying to make him something God didn't make him. Amen. It's the devil in him. He's full of Satan. Every woman should want to be a woman. Every woman, amen, your responsibility is marry. Amen. Amen. Get married. Be a keepers at home. Amen. And raise babies and cook biscuits. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. And be a keeper at home. Amen. It certainly is. Amen. That's right. Be a keeper of your home. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. That's God's will for you. You'll be happy doing that. You can go to yon and get you some money and bring home if you want to. But you're going to put the money in holes in your pocket. Say amen right there. And you won't enjoy life at all. Amen. But peace is obeying God. Amen. Obeying God. And if you marry her, bless God, your responsibility to take care of her and fix for her, not her for you. Say amen right there. It ain't her responsibility to go to work and buy you a four-wheeler. Amen. Or buy you another shotgun. Or buy you a hound dog. Say amen right there. Amen. That ain't what she was made for. Amen. Hallelujah. Agree with me. How do I come down and sit down next to you? Amen. I'm telling you, amen. If you're a man, hey, if you're a man, you put on a pair, and just cause you put on a pair of blue jeans, that don't make you a man. A man will take care of his wife. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, Y'all heard that before. Amen. I just backing up what he preaches. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. But Jacob's well is there. She comes and said on it. And well, Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Amen. For his disciples are gone away. Yes, sir. And so, amen. So he told, asked the woman, said, give me a drink. The question come up then about her being a Samaritan, you being a Jew, and having no dealings with the Samaritans. Now in verse number 9, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest this gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee the living water. Everlasting water. He'd give you water. I'm glad it's everlasting life. Amen. Somewhere back yonder in March 64. Amen. I fell on my face before God at the old-fashioned altar. Amen. Beg God to save my ungodly soul and my unworthy soul. Amen. And I called on Jesus, asked God to forgive me of my sins, cleanse me from my sins. Then I called upon Jesus Christ as my Savior and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Woo! Cleanse old Herbert Williamson that night. Made me clean, thank God. Amen. Wipe all my iniquity away. Took my sins away from me and start giving me victory in my life. Where I tried to have victory before then, I never could. I couldn't quit sinning. But then, thank God, I got victory that night. He began to put victory in my life. Hallelujah. If you ain't never got no victory, you ain't never got sin. You ain't never got saved. Say amen right now. Yes, sir. You ain't got saved. He ain't give you no victory. Amen. The old world still holds on you, and you can't get rid of it. The old sin still hangs on you. You can't get rid of them. You ain't got no help in them. The problem is getting born again. Amen. Jesus will help you start getting over them. Now, he had to work on you until you die. That's problems and troubles in us. Amen. We're in this old flesh. He works on us till we die. Amen. Amen. But he's perfecting us all the way. Hallelujah. Perfecting us. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Making us more perfect in him. Hallelujah. Yes, he perfects his children. Hey, he don't leave now one of his children out yonder wandering around. He perfects every one of his children. Amen. And bring them out of their sins. Hallelujah. Yes, bring them out. Yes, sir. Well, when I first got saved, I thought, boy, I tell you what, if I could stop these cigarettes, I'll be a great Christian, sure enough. Amen. Well, Jesus took the cigarettes away, wouldn't he? Amen. But I found out there was more problems in me than a cigarette. Amen. Well, amen. Yes, sir. Well, and I, so he kept on everything. There was the thought, baby friend, but he'd taken them away. But I found there was something else down in that malice, hatred, strife, envy, jealousy. Come on, come on. God has to work on that. We have to die to that stuff. Amen. And God take us and help us to have victory in our soul through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to that woman, if you knew what it was to have a drink of water, I'd give you life. Hallelujah. I'd give you life. He gave me life. He gave me life. Thank God he gave me life. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He'll give you life. Well, you know the story. You know the story. Jacob's well. What a blessing Jacob's well is. Amen. What a blessing. Jesus said unto her in verse number 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But that water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. You know, there have been several times old devil come by me and say, oh, you got it with just some old religion.
you didn't really get saved. But I got in this book and found out the devil's a liar. Amen. According to the Bible, I did get saved. Hallelujah. I done what the Word of God said. That's the only thing a man can do. Do what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. But I thank God for the presence of the Holy Ghost. You know, he ain't as strong. Some days he is another. You may be strong in your heart one day. But what God does, he tests us. He makes us grow. Stop growing as being a child. And makes us grow up and have faith in him regardless of the circumstances. Regardless of what's happening around us. What's going, and make us to have faith in him. Amen. And Brother said, him creating faith in us to serve him. Oh, Brother Fish, so this woman, Brother Fish, she has a problem. She has a problem. Amen. Then it bring in worship. Amen. Down in verse 21, 22, and 23, 24. Amen. That we bring up worship. Hallelujah. She said, amen. We worship here. You know not what you worship. You know not what. Amen. But we know what. We know that we worship. Our salvation is of the Jews. But the hour coming. And now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. Worship in spirit and truth. Yes, sir. Amen. Jesus said to her down in verse 26, and said unto her, I that spake unto thee am he. He's at Jacob's well. He's at Jacob's well. Hallelujah. Well, amen, amen. Boy, look at verse number, I like verse number 28, don't you? Verse number 28 said, and then the woman left her water pots and went home. I went her way into the city and said unto the men, come see a man that which told me all things I ever is not this the Christ? And they went out of the city and came to him. She left what? She left her old water pots. Have you left your old water pots? Have you left your pleasures that you had? I was a gambler, a liar, and a cheat, and a thief. Amen. Amen. And drinker. That's all of them. I started leaving my water pots. Got rid of my water pots. I left them at the well. Amen. Amen. She left hers at the well, thank God, and got into the way. Amen. And if it went out, I'm telling you, she's a missionary. She's a missionary. Now she is going into the city. Oh, she's a missionary. Amen. Jesus was a missionary. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And thank God I'm a missionary tonight. Hallelujah. She left her water pots and went into the city watching. Amen. And amen. So the disciples, you know, as usual, good Baptists, they don't like what's going on. And Jesus had explained to them, it was good that I go through you. They were so religious. What do you mean? They didn't say it, but they were thinking, oh, you talking to that old woman? She's a sinner. Yeah, amen. Jesus loves sinners. Amen. Them disciples, they more interested in filling their belly. Amen. Going down, getting something to eat. Amen. And most Baptists, that's what they are, most interested in their belly than they are God and getting souls saved. Amen. Yes, sir. Those disciples more interested in it. Said, well, who gave him to eat? He said, I have meat to eat you know not of. Well, I wonder who gave it to him. Amen. I tell you, thank God. I'm having some meat tonight. Thank God I'm eating T-bone steak tonight. Hallelujah. Here in the house of God, under the word of God, under the unction of God. Oh, yeah, thank God. I'm eating high on the hog tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Abram, boy, he so walked with God, so obedient to God. One day God added ham to him, made it Abraham, give him some ham, hallelujah, amen, amen, woo! Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Made him change his name to Abraham. I'm telling you the truth, he did. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, here's this one. Watch this now. Watch this. Amen. He says in verse number 38, I send you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor, other men labor, and ye are entered into their labors. That's what you do by supporting a missionary. You enter into his labors. That soul gets saved. That person gets saved. Amen. Boy, your reward is on that by you sending him a little offering, taking care of him, praying for him, holding him up to God. Oh, yes, sir. Taking care of his needs. I rob churches and I rob people to stay y'all in Oklahoma. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 But don't have but three men. And I'm preaching to the women, not to work. So how much do they? Amen. I'm telling you, we are sitting, preacher. I'm saying, thank God. Amen. And they have one of them is retired, 85 years of age. And amen. So, but I'm telling you, for thank God. Amen. God's people. Amen. Amen. Brother Fred, I know they pray for me because every now and then I hear from them when I have a need. I hear from them. Some of them, amen. I know they're praying for me. Yes, sir. And God ain't never let me go without. All right. Amen. 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 I want you to look down at verse number 42 now. Missionary Jesus. Then said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy sayings, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you. You know the question Jesus asked Pilate when Jesus was standing before Pilate. He asked him, are thou the king of the Jews? Jesus says, thou says it. But he said, do you say this of your own, or did somebody tell you? Your salvation is your own, or somebody told you about it? That's what he's saying to Pilate. You say I'm king of the Jews even because somebody told you, or is it in your heart that you don't? Is your salvation real in your soul tonight? Is it real in your heart? Or somebody just told you about it? And I had a head knowledge of Jesus Christ before God saved me. And I wouldn't let nobody try to convince me out of it. I had a head knowledge. I believe everything about Jesus Christ I believe the night I got saved. Didn't change me. Amen. But the night I got saved, it got in my heart. Difference from up here. Amen. Yes, sir. It's a difference. It's different from having it up here. My dad and mama, both churchgoers and both professing faith, and they'll live the life that shows from evidence of a child of God in their lives. Amen, brother friend. You ought to do better, Herbert. You ought to do better, Herbert. Well, I needed somebody to help me to do better. Amen. I couldn't do no better. But that night I started doing better. Hey, I went home a different man that night. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been different. Amen. Well. Now, we believed because you said so. But now, we know and we've heard him ourselves. Amen. And indeed, we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Entering another man's ministry, missions. Entering another person, Jesus, entered into Jacob's labors. Jacob labored in that well. There was approximately 2,000 years of late. We don't know what God's going to do after we go. As people that heard me preach, amen, my beloved friend, I could be gone if Jesus tarried. I could be gone, amen, beloved friend, for a long time, and they still get saved on what I pray, on how God got on the conviction when I preached to them. Amen.
they still can get saved. Oh, you don't know what Brother Mike, all his labors in preaching, talking, preaching on the radio, and all the thousands he heard that hears him preach on the radio. You don't know what he's doing. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't know how good he's doing. But one day, we'll come before that throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. And amen. We'll finish stand before him. And then it'll be revealed what God done in our lives. And he said, here's your treasures, here's your rewards, because you was faithful. You was true. You was faithful to dig in that well. You was faithful on digging that well. Amen, amen, giving that water. You was faithful as a church member to support the church, keep the lights on, the doors open. Hallelujah, amen. And the heat on in the winter, and the air conditioning on in the summer. Amen, hallelujah, thank God. You think God's going to overlook that? No, amen. There's a blessing, and brother Finn's one day, it won't only be because one of you said that was Jesus was the Christ. There'll be somebody that believes that he's the Christ, that he's the Christ. Yes, sir. We went to Oklahoma and got there and 10 people. Amen. Began to preach and preach a revival in that revival meeting to make professions of faith in that revival meeting. Amen. And then another made a profession of faith later. Amen. Of that 10 that was there. Oh, thank God. Thank God. God's able to save. And made professions. That's all I can have. That's all I know. Amen. Now watch the lies. Amen. If they line up with this book, they might have got some. If they don't line up with this book, they probably didn't get nothing. Amen. You the same way. You line up with this book, you set your household in order according to this book, you might get some. You don't, then most likely you didn't get nothing. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth tonight. Laboring together, it says. We labor. Our work is done. They keep on working. Amen. Your labor is not in vain. Jacob's labor was not in vain of digging that well. Huh? It wasn't in vain, no sirree. Even 2,000 years later, approximately, I don't know for sure, but approximately, amen, that well, thank God, he's still receiving reward. And Jacob has been in heaven, been in paradise for over probably 2,000 years. He's been safe for over 2,000 years. He got saved when Jesus rose from the dead. He was safe before then. Amen. Yes, sir. All those Jewish believers were safe. Well, now when I'm saved, till Jesus resurrected. Amen. That's right. Well, amen, amen. Entering another man's labor. Entering another man's labor. That's what you do by supporting a missionary. That's what you do. You enter into his labors. Amen. Amen. Father, take the message here tonight. Use it for your glory and touch here. Touch Brother Miller, his wife, and his family, and children, grandchildren. Lord, the visitors here that are not part of the family. And Lord, but they're part of the church. Touch our hearts and lives. And unless there's any lost here tonight, oh God. And help them to get on the Holy Ghost conviction until they want to get saved more than they want anything else. And Lord, we'll thank them and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, we pray and ask. Amen and amen. Brother Mike, you come, brother.